This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
Don't say the name of the show.
Learning University.
The Pinta, and the Santa Maria.
How much wood could the Vice President chuck if the Vice President could chuck wood? That's the question for the day.
Okay. Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Appreciate you listening. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Vitagliano. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tim.
J.J. Jasper, the pride of Owensburg, Kentucky, sits across from us. How
great,
you doing,
great
JJ?
To be here, doing well.
I failed to say Ed is the pride of Nashua, New Hampshire.
Yeah, and I'd appreciate it if, since we're all in charge of designing our own reality, if you'd say the pride of Nashua, New Hampshire.
Well, I have to work on. Give me that. Give me a week on that. I'll work on that. Okay.
Yeah. I just love this whole idea of Nashua. People just. I'm just going to decide if I'm a woman. I'm going to decide right. if I'm Guatemalan.
Right.
And so I'm just going to start doing that. I'm going to start telling my wife. You know, I'm self-identifying as rich today. Spend whatever you want, sweetie.
Hey, speaking of New Hampshire, this morning on the inspirational side, the music side. I was sharing that there is a runway on the bay in New Hampshire, and it's the only runway on a bay. They take a snow plow, and they make a 1,600 feet by 100 feet, and then it's only – they do it February the 15th, no earlier than that.
Right.
And then they leave it till some
date
in March.
Oh, you mean on frozen water?
Frozen water, and it says the only one in the – like lower 48, the
like
only runway
commercial aircraft.
No, not commercial, but it's a
idiots.
You know, no, but just regular private pilots. And they say when you come in on final, to be on the lookout and be careful about snowmobiles and pedestrians. And they say if the ice looks dark blue or black, you know, when you're on final, to be extra careful because it's slicker than usual, and they said expect rollout. But can you imagine people, number one, that don't even like to fly, and how'd you like to be with some people in a small plane and say, hey, this is going to be cool. We're flying to New Hampshire, and we're going to land on the only runway on the bay that's only open for about a month.
No, listen, there was a town in Italy that did the same thing for their runway, but they made the mistake of doing it in the summer. And so it just didn't turn out that way, that well. Neither did that joke, apparently. No,
it's okay, though. All right, Trivia Friday it is. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to ask three questions each, and then we're going to pitch it to you to call in and answer questions or answer a question, a trivia question of ours, and or ask us a question. How about that? So, the phone number to reach us here on Trivia Friday on American Family Radio is 888-589-8840. 888. Now, if you can't remember that, then, you know, you probably don't need to be listening to this show. You need to be.
Or maybe they need to listen and get the podcast and memorize it because they need an increase in
their
IQ.
Memory.
Yeah.
888-589-8840. 888-589-8840. One ground rule we have is please don't call if you've gotten on the air in the last 4 weeks. We have a four-week waiting period between calls we take on the air. So if you've gotten on the air with us, please don't call in the last 4 weeks. We'll want to give as many new people an opportunity to be on this program as possible. Also, if you answer a particular question during the show correctly, you will hear this sound. Yes, above it, cowbell will ring. And that will indicate you have won yourself a Trivia Friday t-shirt.
Which we happen to have some right here in studio for those who are watching.
That's the mystery question.
On Facebook.
Yeah, and if you're watching on our Today's Issues Live Facebook feed right now, Today's Issues Live Facebook feed, you will notice that Professors JJ and Professor Ed and Dean Tim, We're holding up our T-shirts that we have for sale, Trivia Friday T-shirts, and who doesn't want one?
Right. They're nice colors and everything. I love
them. And we're getting ready for spring and summer. You're going to need a T-shirt out there to wear And so we have these beautiful Trivia Friday Learning University t-shirts available. How do they get them, Ed? And how much do they cost?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Tim. If they don't get one by winning, you know, answering the freebie there, they can go to afastore.net. AFAstore.net, and if you'll just scroll down, you will see the t-shirts. You can get a closer look at it. $15 a piece, or today we're running a special for $30. So
no kidding.
Yes.
This won't last forever, though.
Well, this is just a special for today.
Well, and here's talking about a special for today. Today, if you order today, you'll get a Learning University t-shirt, plus we'll send you for free a Patriots Super Bowl 2018 champ t-shirt, because there are so many of those printed up, they're not real what to do with those.
Got to do something with them.
That's right. No, I'm kidding about that, folks. But they do print up both hats and both t-shirts.
Yeah,
By the way, these t-shirts are made in America. They're made in America.
These American t-shirts.
They're helping the American economy right there. So get your t-shirt and support America. All right, Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Let's go, Ed. Please.
We need to ask our questions.
We do?
Yes.
Yes, that's what
okay. All right. All right.
Well, let's go. I mean, let's go ahead and ask a question.
I get you. All right.
Kind of
now,
like what we normally do.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. I have, for some reason, a couple of Beverly Hillbillies questions.
Love that show.
Love that show.
Man, talk about an oxymoron. A Yankee from New Hampshire, from the Boston area, yeah, with the Beverly Hillbillies.
I love it. Love the show. Yeah. It was great.
Hey.
And this first
I
one
like watching Mary Tyler Moore, and I live in the South. So I mean,
well, there you go.
You know
there
what I'm saying?
You go. Yeah.
It doesn't mean good shows are good shows.
That's right.
That's good.
They have
no
a national appeal.
Right.
You know. All right. Here's the first one. This one I got from a friend of mine, John Davis. On the 1960s show, The Beverly Hillbillies, what was Granny's last name? What was Granny's last name? Second question. On The Beverly Hillbillies, what was the name of the family's dog? What was the name of the family's dog? Third question, in honor of J.J. Jasper, it's a true false. The Great Wall of China is visible with the human eye from space. Is that true or false?
Hmm. Can you land on that thing, by the way, J.J.?
Only in winter.
Can you land your plane, a small plane?
February to March.
On the Great Wall of China? It's got a pretty wide top.
It's pretty wide, yeah.
Have you ever
You'd
heard
be
of me about doing
where
it?
You can land.
JJ's
get in a tight.
JJ's a private pilot. That's why we're asking him these things.
And was it 2 years ago? You actually had to land on a highway.
A few more years. Yeah. The people, the runways are overrated. You don't
need
no stinking runway. Yeah. If you got a good straight.
Don't need no stinking runway.
You got a good stretch of road, or maybe the Great Wall of China.
Or a good pond in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Like
frozen pond.
All right, JJ, you're up.
Here's what I've got. First question in the nursery rhyme, what does the giant smell when he says fee-fi-fo-fum? What does the giant smell?
Big vocabulary.
When he says fee-fi-fo-fum.
Big vocabulary.
Second question, Okefenokee National Wildlife Refuge is located in which state? And, you know, that's just fun to say. If you are expecting, looking for a name for your child, I want you to consider Okefenokee. That just sort of rolls off your tongue. Okefenokee National Wildlife Refuge is located in which state? Third question, true or false? New research indicates that giraffes hum, but only at night. Is that true or false? Brand new research indicates that giraffes hum, but only at night. Now, they didn't use Gary Larson's Far Side cartoons in their research. But, man, doesn't that just sound like a Far Side cartoon?
Can you imagine you're a chimpanzee and you're trying to go to sleep? Huh? And you keep hearing this noise?
Honey, we are moving.
We're moving. Yeah. That dang, what is it called?
Giraffe
won't quit humming. If somebody doesn't do something, I'm going down there.
And the thing is, it's perfect. The chimpanzees up in the trees.
Right.
And that's where the giraffe's head is.
Right.
Hey, come on, pal. Move it down the... Right. Down the...
But just like a Far Side thing, after the visitors have left the zoo and all of the employees have left, whew, finally. And they just start humming. Enough with the humming. Only ones not humming are the giraffes with a sore throat.
Why don't you learn the words?
The giraffe was humming the national anthem of America. And we're in my Mongolia. All right, here are my three questions. In the United States and Canada, one ton is a unit of measure that contains how many pounds? Or, more easily asked, how many pounds make up a ton? Okay. Number two, approximately 2% of all people have this eye color. What is it? Approximately 2% of people have this particular eye color. What is it? And number three, in what month is the Earth closest to the sun? I didn't even know it changed at all, but it does, the closeness.
Yeah,
or distance.
I didn't either.
In what month is the Earth closest to the sun? Want to know the answer to that for you science majors out there? All right, Ed, where do we go first?
Well, we're going to go first to Texas, and Amelia is on the line. Amelia?
Yes?
Hello, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi, it's good to be on with you.
Well, thank you for that. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
Well, I was just going to ask, but I think we'll take a stab at both.
Okay, which question do you want to try to answer?
I would like to try to answer the one about fame.
What about who?
The Great Wall of China.
Oh, Great Wall of China. Okay, the Great Wall of China is visible with the human eye from space. Is that true or false?
I think it's probably true.
It is false. It is kind of one of those urban legends. Now, you can see the Great Wall of China from space with a telescope or with superpower lens and those kind of things if you're at the space station or something like that, but you cannot see it with the human eye from space, although most people think that is true. And in fact, NASA has actually posted something on their website because so many people think that's true. But that is false. Good guess, though. You went along with what most people think is true.
Yeah, and don't feel bad because the Surgeon General is making people put that on the side of a lot of products now just to try to, you know, squash the rumor and
yes.
cut down on the confusion.
That's right. Box of Fruit Loops, it's going to be there. All right, Amelia, what's your question for us?
What is unique about a goat's eye?
What is unique about what?
A goat's eye.
A goat's eye. Oh, I think I know. We're going to talk amongst ourselves here, Amelia, so hang on. Isn't a goat's eye like what? it's got like a slit or something rather than a pupil?
I always heard it
straight up and down pupil.
It's a twinkle.
It's a twinkle in the eye.
Is that not right?
I don't know. That can be your answer.
I'd rather have a twinkle than a slit. Tell you that. If I had to
you
choose.
Know, I was thinking that they can go real far, like their peripheral vision, not quite like an owl. But I, you know, that they can look.
So they don't have to be consistent. One can go one way, one can go the other.
Well, no, they can just look to the side. I mean, they can't look around corners, but they can look pretty far to the side.
That would make
side.
Him a superhero.
Yeah. But I think the slit, I'm going to go with you on that.
All right. We've got one person answered a twinkle in the eye, and then two of us said rather than a round pupil, it's kind of like a slit
like
or it goes
snake.
Up and down. Yeah.
Actually, a good. Pupil is rectangular.
So okay, all right.
Wow.
So it's not a okay. Good. Well, that's
yeah.
Who studied that?
I already checked it on my goats. It is rectangular.
Oh, you did. You studied
wow.
it. How do you do that? Who are we talking to? Amelia.
She looks. They have goats.
Amelia,
she,
we got a minute or two. Go ahead and tell us how you did that. You went out in your backyard where your goats are.
I went in my backyard, went in the goat pen, and. I heard it on a different show, so I wanted to see if it was actually true or they were just making it up. It is actually rectangular.
That's some good research.
I even double-checked to make sure on Google to make sure my goats weren't just,
abnormal.
Yeah. What I'm saying is, you open the gate, you go in, there's your goat or goats, you go over there, do you like use a light to look at the eye and hold its head, or how do you see this?
No, she always just runs over me to me to eat my hair. So
yeah, you've never been around many goats.
She comes over.
No,
even I, as a Yankee, we've had goats. Though, if you've ever had
goats,
we have had goats before. If you've ever fed them, they're going to come up to you.
Okay,
you get a good close look at them.
Okay, gotcha.
My initial thought is, if you're going to get close enough to a goat to see what its pupil looks like, yeah, then you absolutely know what a goat's breath smells like.
Yeah. Yes,
you can report on that along with that other research.
Our goats used to hum. But that might have been abnormal. All right, Amelia, thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
They do have those faint.
Ladies and gentlemen.
The humming goats.
Large Welk presents.
A really big shoe.
They do have those.
I think we're hybrid.
Yeah,
that's
not Lawrence Welk.
Large Welk and Ed Sullivan.
Ed Sullivan with a really big shoe. Hey, they do have fainting goats, which I think is pretty cool.
I've seen that on YouTube. Yeah. That's hilarious. Mm-hmm. Make a loud noise and they faint, pass out.
Is it a circus act?
What is no, that? It's just the
a
breed.
Defense mechanism, like possum.
Watch this goat faint.
The thing is, I always thought that's not much of a defense mechanism. You know, coyote walks into the
bar.
let's just all lay down and pretend we're dead.
Who's next?
All right, we go next to Virginia. And Dave is on the line. Dave, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning, brothers. How are you today?
We are fine. You want to ask, answer, or do both, Dave?
And ask one. Do both.
Okay. Which question would you like to try to answer?
I think I'm going to hit on JJ's first question about what the giant smelled.
Dave. In the nursery rhyme, what does the giant smell when he says fee-fi-fo-fum?
I smell the blood of an Englishman.
That's right.
All right. Good job.
You know, and I don't want to get too far off track here, but with that answer, and you got the cow jumping over the moon, I think somebody needs to research when those lyrics were written and when they invented the crack pipe. Because those are some wackadoodle things to be reading to little children.
Little children.
I smell the blood of an Englishman. This is Jolly Green Giant?
No, just
Jack and the Beanstalk, isn't it?
No, just the giant. Yeah, fee-fi-fo-fum. I smell the blood of an Englishman.
Yeah, isn't that in the story of Jack and the Beanstalk, which, to your point, they used to read to children.
Sure they did.
And then they ate the giant would eat the Englishman.
Hansel and Gretel didn't fare so well. Yeah.
Well, where did the Jolly Green Giant come into that story?
Marketing ploy. That was all about selling green beans.
Green Giant.
Ho, ho, ho.
Green Giant.
Hey, Dave, what's your question for us?
Okay, I'm going to give you a Bible question this morning. There is a group... a set of four names in the Bible. Three of those names are Pishon, Gihon, and Hiddekel. What's the fourth name in that group?
Okay, say those again.
The three names I'm giving you are Pishon, Gihon, and Hiddekel.
Okay.
There's a fourth name in that group. What is it?
All right, I have a guess. You guys want me to throw it out there?
Pastor, we need you.
Okay, I think those are the four rivers that came out of Eden, and so the last one is either the Euphrates or the Tigris.
Well, it's the Euphrates.
Okay.
Wow.
The Tigris happens to be the... So you are correct. The Tigris happens to be the today's name for the Hiddekel.
Okay.
The Pishon and Gihon rivers cannot be identified today.
Right. Okay. So do I win something, Dave?
You get to keep your T-shirt.
Okay. All right. So that's a no. That's a big no.
Hey, way to go, Ed. I'm going to clap for our team.
Well.
Nicely done.
Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it. Have a good weekend.
Was that a diss on our T-shirt?
No, I was saying he's not sending me anything. I just get to keep what I already have.
That wasn't like keep your stinking T-shirt.
No, that was a
nice thing. Okay, all right. Hey, by the way, Jolly Green Giant.
Yeah.
You know, there's a company in Minnesota that is the green bean people.
Yeah, what's the name of the company?
Green Giant.
Oh, Green Giant. Name of okay,
it. Yeah, right. And they got a, so you go up there to Minnesota, a town called Blue Earth, or if you live in Minnesota, you're not going up there. You're right. Right?
Mm-hmm. We have Jan Markell.
We have listeners in Minnesota, and they're just there.
Yeah, that's right. They don't have to go up to.
They're just there. But if they find a little town called Blue Earth,
yeah,
that's where the Jolly Green Giant is, and he's 55 feet tall.
Wow. There's a giant there. Does he hum?
I think that's worth a road trip right there in the summer. Take your kids on a vacation.
We could broadcast this here show from that there place.
Hey, and swing by Denver where they've got a giant blue bear looking in the window of a big
I don't know if from Mississippi to Minnesota would be quite, well, you'd be, quote, swinging by Colorado. I think that would be have to be part of your planned out trip.
Duly noted.
But let's go back to the phone.
All right. Well, we go up there to Iowa, and Susie is on the line. Susie,
or if you're there, you're in Iowa.
If Susie is there, she's not going anywhere. Right. Welcome to Trivia Friday, Susie.
Welcome, professors.
Hey, Susie, from Ohio to Maine, a foot of snow, 2 feet expected in some areas. Already 1,000 flights are canceled. What's it looking like in Iowa where you are?
Well, overnight we got about 6 inches, which adds up to the 3 inches before that, first of the week. And then I think last week we got a foot. So,
Wow. Yeah,
we're getting there.
Punxsutawney Phil, if you're looking for somebody to blame, blame that little rodent.
That'll test your attitude right there to me.
I don't believe in him.
No, yeah. I'm right there with you. Susie, ask, answer, or do both?
Mm-hmm. I'll do both. I want Tim's question on ton.
Okay, very good. Thank you for taking my question here. Who am I talking to?
Susie.
Susie? Wake up. Wake up, Susie. All right.
I've been working on this, getting into you guys for 4 years.
What?
You've been trying to get on the air with us for 4 years?
First time
well,
I have ever gotten through.
Wonderful, Susie.
We're going to send you a T-shirt, Susie. For your persistence.
Wow.
Yes.
I think
so. How generous.
I think
so.
Huh? 4 years?
I think we ought to send her a brand new car. No.
Yeah. That's right. Oprah.
That would be nice too.
That's Oprah.
Send her a T-shirt and some Bitcoins. Just to really make her day.
I'll go with Bitcoins and a T-shirt, yes.
All right. Well, Susie, so before we go any further, don't hang up when we're done, okay? We will turn you over to Cindy Roberts. She'll get your information. And then we will send you a free T-shirt. 4 years. I don't know. I've ever heard anyone trying longer than that.
Yeah.
Well, I've been listening, and I could answer questions all over the place, but nobody gives me a chance to get in.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of competition, Susie. We just ask you not to be bitter. Don't be bitter.
I'm not bitter.
She's not bitter. She's very happy. She kept trying.
I'm teasing you, Susie. I'm just teasing.
I would just say from the category of life's not fair.
Yes, that's right.
Susie calls in.
I don't make too many predictions.
Yeah.
But I want you to be listening to the graduation speeches when the valedictorians give their speech this spring.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to say, and just like Susie from Iowa, who waited 4 years.
That's right.
Did she give up? No, and neither should you.
That's right.
All right, so here's the question that I ask. We all use the expression ton.
Right. I ate a ton of rice last night.
Yeah, a ton. Yeah. Everybody uses that. So how many pounds make up a ton?
2,000.
2,000.
Nicely done, Susie.
So people use that to describe the size of cars or trucks oftentimes, a two-ton car or whatever, two-ton truck, whatever.
Right.
But 2,000 pounds is a ton.
It certainly is.
Yes, there you go. So we got to take a break right now. Susie,
hold on.
Never mind.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Can you hang on for just a few more minutes,
yeah,
Susie?
Yes.
Okay, Susie, when we get back, you can ask us a trivia question, so hang on for that.
Some measurements stay the same, like a ton, and others are being tampered with. For instance, they're not making yardsticks any longer.
They are.
No, they are not making yardsticks any longer.
I got it, folks. It was about a 7-second delay right there, but I got it. My mind was going... Bing! We'll be back in a minute. Stay with us.
on the next Today's Issues.
Walker Wildman is handling our Facebook presence in the world.
Yeah, if you have a Facebook account, just type in Today's Issues in your search bar, and then our page will pop up. And you can watch the show there every day, or you can view all the articles that we talk about.
Right, but you can also be our friend.
Don't miss the next Today's Issues. Weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on American Family Radio and on Facebook.
If you like trips where you have to plan everything, then maybe our tour is not for you. Hello, everyone. I'm Tim Wildman with American Family Association and American Family Radio. Of course, I'm talking about our spiritual heritage tours of Washington, D.C., Mount Vernon, and then a separate trip to Williamsburg, Virginia. And guess what? We take care of everything. All you have to do is, as they say, show up. But we take these spiritual heritage tours twice a year, once in June and once in September. Stephen McDowell of the Providence Foundation, who is a historian, will be joining us for both tours, and he will tell you everything you need to know about the places, the times, the events that we will experience on these tours of Washington, D.C. and Williamsburg. For all the information, just go to the website spiritualheritagetours.com. That's spiritualheritagetours.com for everything.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Stearns with news and commentary next. Hi, this is Todd Stearns from Fox News, and one of the things I love about Liberty University is the broad vision they have for their students. Instead of simply preparing them for a career, Liberty helps students grow into mature men and women of character, striving to impact their career fields for Christ. Liberty University is the largest Christian university in the world, offering more than 550 programs of study. Visit liberty.edu to learn more. Again, that's liberty.edu. Congressional Republicans betrayed the American people, passing in the wee hours of the morning the second largest spending increase in a decade, second only to the Obama stimulus package. Republicans voted to raise caps on spending by $300 billion over the next 2 years, this coming from the party that promised us they would control government spending. You know, the Republicans told Americans they needed control of the House to get anything done, so we gave them control of the House. Then they told us they needed control of the Senate, so we gave them the Senate. Then they told us they needed control of the White House to get anything done, so we gave them the White House. But this morning, President Trump told Americans the problem is there are not enough Republicans in Congress. I'm reminded of an old Southern saying, "Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, well, you're probably a congressional Republican." I'm Todd Stearns.
Is it illegal to intentionally mislead a federal court and spy on American citizens? Hello, I'm Walker Wildman, host of Exposing Washington. Tomorrow, we will talk to a former special agent with the FBI on his experience with America's most secretive court. Join me tomorrow afternoon at 2:30 Central on American Family Radio.
Come and listen to my story about a man named Jed. A poor mountaineer barely kept his family fed. And then one day he was shooting at some food, and up through the ground come a bubbling crude. Oil, that is. Black gold. Texas tea. Well, the first thing you know, old Jed's a millionaire.
Well, that's a classic right there. The theme song to Deputy Dog. No, that's the Beverly Hillbillies.
Those lyrics are inspiring.
Yes, they are. Your life can change just like that.
Every time I listen to them, I just, you know.
Want to go out hunting?
I stop and reflect on life. Am I the only one?
No. I've laid in bed at night and I've thought, I wonder what's the first thing you know? And then it comes to me, and it's not from the book of Proverbs.
No.
It's from that song.
No,
that's the first thing you know
right
is
there.
Old Jed's a millionaire.
Yeah, and you think to yourself, you know, I know the first thing we ask is, what would Jesus do? But then after that,
right to Jed Clampett.
What would Jed do?
Folks, I'm not sure whether it's okay to laugh at that, but
I'm just telling that's been a good guiding light for me. I'm just saying.
Look, yes. I'm not making this up. I'm not going to name names. Friend of mine's wife, driving down the road, saw the billboards, free GED. And after passing the same billboard, I promise you, she said, "What's the whole deal with getting Jed free? Where is he? Where is he incarcerated? And why is there such a fuss about
free Jed?
Are you serious?
I'm serious. No, I'm serious. His wife said, "What's the deal with was wanting to free Jed. G-E-D.
Free Jed. Oh, all right. Well, we're going back. I'm trying to go back to Susie here. How do I get her off hold? Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. What's going on?
All right. I don't know what to do.
I do. I know what to do. This coming Sunday night, my wife and I are speaking at First Baptist Church in Tupelo, Mississippi, Sunday night service. February the 24th on a Saturday, First Baptist Church in Pontotoc, Mississippi, a men's conference, free meal, no charge. It's a countywide men's conference. Dr. Jim Futrell and I will be doing that. And then I've got some dates in March speaking in Illinois.
And so where can people go to find out more information about where you will be or to how to get you to their neck of the woods?
JJJasper.com.
Okay.
I'll be in Little Rock Thursday night.
Is it the Faith, Family, and Finance Town Hall
with
meeting?
Dan Celia.
Wonderful.
So go to, now it's free, but you got to register. So go to afafoundation.org.
afafoundation.org
and just sign up right there. It'll take you 3 or 4 minutes, but it's free, but I'll be over there with Dan Celia on Thursday.
All right, where will I be? Well, I know where I'll be. I'll be here working as you two guys are off gallivanting around the country.
Okay. All right.
All right, now we go back to Susie from Iowa. Susie, did we get all your information, get that T-shirt and the...
Yes, you did.
All right, what is your question for us, Susie?
Lone Ranger. Clayton Moore was the Lone Ranger. His horse was Silver. Jay Silverheels was Tonto. What was Tonto's horse's name?
Jed Clampett.
Let's talk among ourselves. Dale Evans of Roy Rogers and Dale Evans, her horse was named Buttermilk, so we can rule that out.
Mm-hmm.
And
Trigger?
Trigger was the one who he wound up, this is not a joke, that he took him to the taxidermist. And so now whenever you go and you say, "Hey, Trigger, are you hungry?" He says, "No, I'm stuffed."
Well, let me just say this. If Tonto's horse's name was Buttermilk, I'd have been very disappointed to hear that. I have no idea. Susie, I think you got us.
Yeah.
What was Tonto's horse's name?
Before.
Tonto's horse was Scout.
Scout.
Mm-hmm.
Good. That's great. Yeah. Great name for a horse.
Susie, have a great weekend. Stay warm. Thanks for listening to AFR.
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We also call this
Learning University.
Learning University is on the air. And I'm Tim Wildman with Professors Ed and JJ. And we'll field more of your questions momentarily. But first, we need to repeat our questions.
Absolutely.
That have...
Heretofore.
Oh! I was just too
heretofore.
Slow.
Heretofore going unanswered. 38
minutes into the show.
Okay.
We have pulled out heretofore.
Here are my questions. On the 1960s show, The Beverly Hillbillies, what was Granny's last name? Also on the show, The Beverly Hillbillies, what was the name of the family's dog? And I'm going to add a question since my Great Wall of China questions have been, it's been ruled out as an answer there. What was the name of the powerful Saturn rocket that sent America's first manned mission to the moon? What was the name of the powerful rocket that sent America's first manned mission to the moon?
Here's what I've got. Okefenokee National Wildlife Refuge is located in which state? Second question, true or false? New research indicates that giraffes hum, but only at night. Is that true?
Very, very annoying.
Or false. Man, if it's not the cat, the neighbor's cat over there on the fence, you got the giraffes humming and causing all kind of... All right, and I'll add one as well. What common condition is most likely to happen when you experience sudden involuntary contractions of your diaphragm? What common condition is most likely to happen when you experience sudden involuntary contractions of your diaphragm?
All right, here are my questions. Approximately 2% of all people have what eye color? Approximately 2%.
Now, is that including Marilyn Manson?
Yes.
Who's got the combination?
You got the combo.
Yeah.
Approximately 2% of all people have what eye color? Number two, In what month is the Earth closest to the sun? Yes.
It's not summer.
No. Well.
Well, it might be.
No, that's
but
not.
But everyone's going to be
that's
thinking.
That's a season. That's
summer.
Not a month.
It's summer. It's in always hottest where I live.
In what month is the Earth closest to the sun? Going to add a question here, a history question. What country sold Florida to the U.S. in the year 1819? 1819, this country took a little trip, and they sold Florida to the U.S., and I want to know what country that was.
And until up until that time, Americans had no place to go on vacation.
That's right, Ed. You're right. And
who's
by the way,
go
this,
to vacation
this did not include,
in Georgia at that time?
This did not include Disney World.
Right.
Okay, this
That's
is a
right.
whole separate question.
Well, yes. And here's the deal. sitting down at the closing wasn't the hardest part. The hardest part was them surveyors having to go all along the Gulf Coast and come back up the other side. They started in the 1700s surveying Florida, and they finally got done and said, all right, y'all can go to closing Monday morning. Get them bankers and realtors together.
Oh, me. All right, Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Back to the phone.
Back to the phones. We go now to Louisiana. Seth is on the line. Seth, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning to you. You want to ask, answer, or do both, Seth?
I'll do both.
All right. Which question you want to try to answer?
The last question Mr. Jasper gave.
About
can't
the,
which one it was.
What common condition is most likely to happen when you experience sudden involuntary contractions of your diaphragm, Seth?
Well, when I eat banana pudding, that happens to me. But I don't know what. Right. Go ahead.
What's your answer?
Hiccups.
That's exactly
right. Is it
right.
really?
Hiccup, yeah.
Hiccups. I was thinking coughing, but the hiccups make sense.
Well, and you know, if you're looking for a reason to be late to work, you know, that would really throw somebody off. Boss, here's the deal. I had experienced a sudden involuntary contraction of my diaphragm. I ain't no doctor, but I knew I need to
I
wait
was in
few,
trouble.
I need to wait a few minutes before I come to work until this thing passes. Hey, Seth, you got it. And it sounds a lot more complicated than it is, but it's just the hiccups. Do you have a question for us?
Yes, sir. I'm going to give you the facts about a person in history, and you're going to guess who it is.
Great.
Go ahead, Seth.
She was a Polish social worker, and she rescued children, Jewish children, from the Warsaw Ghetto during the Holocaust.
Polish
who and social
worker. Oh, is there a more hint? You got more a hint?
I've got a few more.
Okay.
Keep going, because I don't know who it is yet, unless you guys do.
And when she was caught, she was beaten and tortured to find the names of everybody that had been helping her get the kids out. And when she was set to be executed, instead, the German soldier that took her to execute her shot up in the air to make the other people think that he had killed her.
Who is this?
Wow. Is that going to be Anne Frank or somebody?
No, she was
was in Holland.
She Holland,
and
yeah.
This was where?
He said Poland.
Yeah. What a story.
Well,
yeah.
She was a Polish social worker, but I think it was in Germany during the Holocaust.
Yeah.
I don't know. Wow. But what a tremendous
what a
story.
Yeah.
That
Seth,
what should be a movie.
Yeah, what's the answer?
Urilla Schindler.
Schindler of Schindler's List.
Is that from Schindler's
List? Is that
the
wife of the Schindler in the movie Schindler's List?
I don't know. I've never seen it.
Or maybe the daughter.
I got my information from Adventures in Odyssey.
Wow. Well, you're learning some good stuff. And, boy, freedom's never free. Thank God for religious freedom in this country.
I saw a very good movie about a year ago, I guess it was, maybe not that long ago, called The Zookeeper's Wife.
Oh.
And it was a similar type story to what Seth is talking about here, but it was about a family in Poland that you know the Nazis had invaded, and they used their zoo and their home
for cover
to smuggle Jews out of
Was that in Poland or Austria?
It may have been Austria. Yeah.
I forgot all about that movie. I wanted to see it when I saw it advertised.
Zookeeper's Wife. I don't remember all the. I don't think there was any language in there, but
the subject matter is probably too scary.
But it was based on a true story.
Right.
Wow. And it was an excellent movie.
Somebody was just on Family Talk. I want to say 2 or 3 weeks ago, and they were one of the ones smuggling the Jews. And they said they'd go to the different farms, you know, can you keep them? And at first they would, but then they started wondering, who can you trust? And it started getting really scary. Boy, that kind of stuff happened, and it was not that long ago.
That's right.
All right, thank you, Seth.
Appreciate it, my friend.
You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. You want to watch this here show? Ed, what does this here show do for people?
Well, Tim, I'm glad you asked. This here show makes people smarter, betterer, and more awesomer.
More awesomer. Not just awesomer.
Right.
More awesomer.
More awesomer.
So you can watch the show at our Today's Issues Facebook page. Today's Issues Facebook, we live stream. Send us an email at comments@afr.net. comments@afr.net. We're here every Friday with Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We spend Monday through Thursday telling you how the world's going to end. And then on Friday, we act like it's not.
Right.
So basically, that's what that is.
Take a break. A little bit of whiplash.
Hey, let me jump in here and say congratulations, Granddad. You had a little granddaughter born yesterday.
I did.
Landry Claire Wildman. And mother and baby are doing fine. Your mm-hmm. son, Wesley, mm-hmm. and Chelsea. And mm-hmm. that's a big deal. Congratulations.
Yeah, we have 5 grandchildren in under 4 years.
That's without any twins.
That's without any twins. That's right. So I just say to everybody else, bring it. I think you can top that. Go for it. Without twins now, twins doesn't count.
That's right.
That doesn't count.
Well, they count, but not in this contest.
Five under four years, grandchildren. Wow. So we went from empty nests, enjoying the patio, you know, going out to eat by ourselves. To
Christmas costing you $2,000.
Yeah, to that. Yeah. Right there. So we didn't get any. There was a couple years of downtime, but that was about it. So here we go.
Now, are you guys hit up for babysitting all the time?
Yeah. Yeah.
I love it, though.
It just comes with it.
Yeah.
You know, we don't mind.
But that's a good thing.
Yeah.
We don't mind. I mean, most of the time. I mean, once in a while, you know. You got plans.
Yeah,
you
know. That's right. You don't want to be watching the big basketball game.
And then they call and say, can you watch? What are you supposed to say? No, I don't want to be around my grandchildren. Yeah. Go away.
No, I'm trying to watch the ball game. And they're going to want to watch some dumb Disney cartoon. No, you don't do that.
My wife and my daughters opened a boutique back in October. And the part I never saw coming is every Saturday that I'm in town, I babysit. And my wife keeps saying, you can't call it babysitting if they're your own children. I said, it sure feels like babysitting when it's all day long on Saturday and I can't go out in the yard and do all these things I usually do in the yard. I mean, if it's quacking like a duck, and walking like a
it's
duck,
a duck. If it looks like a giraffe and hums like a giraffe, it's a giraffe.
She scolds me, says, if they're your own children, you can't call it babysitting.
But you call it babysitting?
Yeah, but I've got to quit. You don't call her at 3 o'clock
and say, when are you coming home, do you?
Yes, I do. I'm sorry, but I really do.
Shut her down.
Yep.
I'll just say this one little thing, and we'll get back to the phones. When my kids were little, I would let my wife have Saturday off, and I would watch the kids on Saturday. But she would go to the mall and all that, and she wouldn't stay out the whole day, but she'd come home about 1 o'clock or something like that. And around noon, the kids would be saying, Daddy, I'm hungry. Can you make us some lunch? I'd always say, your mama's coming home soon. She will bring something from McDonald's or something like that. We'll have lunch soon. And if Diane ever stayed out, you know, like the 2 o'clock, the kids are going, oh, Daddy, I'm hungry. I'm saying, your mother will be home. She's bringing lunch. And the kids to this day remember, my daddy wouldn't feed me when he was babysitting.
And go ahead and give your email for the Child Protective Agency reps.
Oh, man.
All right, should we go back to the phone,
mm-hmm,
sir?
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're going to Texas, and Tom is waiting patiently while we tell our own sob stories. Tom, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning, Air Professors.
Good morning to you, Tom. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'll try both.
All right, which question you want to answer?
I'd like to answer the one about the Okefenokee. A friend and I were traveling back in 1957, and we camped out there in our sleeping bags, not knowing that there were gators, and but we survived.
Wow.
Wow.
That's pretty pretty ambitious there.
No,
yeah,
that's, so, no, that's pretty Tom, naive.
Yeah,
that
that's
is.
Pretty naive.
You and the Okie can...
Hey, Tom, here's the question. Okie Finokie, which is just fun to say. Right. Okie Finokie National Wildlife Refuge is located in which state?
That's in South Georgia.
You're exactly right. Yeah, and you got to bring your own sleeping bag if you plan on staying there. And bear spray.
Where is that in South Georgia? Is that not,
it must be close to Florida. I always thought it was Florida. What's the one in Florida that's got the fun name?
No, that's the
Akumatata.
No, it's the Everglades
it sounds
down
like,
there.
No, but it's got a little fun name like an Indian name.
Okino. But I just want, where is this? Is this place in Georgia?
South Georgia, yeah.
It's a what now?
It is a national wildlife refuge.
Okay, a national.
Yeah, and they really don't have to feed the animals because people like Tom and his friends, college students, they just wander in there and their diets are pretty well rounded.
Okay.
Tom, what's your question for us?
I have a question. When the King James Version was being translated, there was a very famous 17th century author that supposedly encrypted his name into Psalm 46. Could you tell me who it was and how he accomplished it?
So you're saying he actually did encrypt his name?
Well, tradition says that he did. I mean, it's a...
Well, I'll say this is back in 1611. So...
yes.
We were all pretty young.
Yeah.
We're just kind of by memory here. But I have no clue on that.
I don't have a clue either.
That's a very interesting what do you call it? Conspiracy.
Yeah.
Bible conspiracy.
Tim, you got anything?
No.
All
give
right,
us
Tom,
the answer,
you, give
Tom.
Give us the answer.
William Shakespeare.
William Shakespeare.
Bill
Shakespeare. If you count 46 words from the beginning, we have, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, we have the word truth. And then if you count backwards from the end, he breaketh the spear and sunder. Spear is the 46th word from the end of the psalm. Of course, you put it together and you have Shakespeare. Now, the year before that, in 1610, Shakespeare turned 46 years of age, and tradition says that he helped or translated that on about his 46th birthday, year before the it was issued.
All right.
Here's the deal, Tom. I'm not going to say whether you're right or wrong, but here's what I done one time. I went down to the Christian bookstore, and I got the cassette, the Bible on cassette in the large print version. And I was listening to that backwards. And I got some of that same information that you just said right there.
So when you listen
to the large print of the Bible on cassette.
If you listen
backwards.
Listen to the Bible's backwards.
Backward masking.
So if you listen to the large print Bible, is it louder? Just louder than everybody else's?
Hey Tom, that's very interesting. Thank you so much. You have a great weekend, buddy.
All right.
Hey, let me just the Okie
Finokie.
I know there are a lot of listeners in South Georgia right now yelling at the radio because we didn't know. Because we have a lot of listeners in Jacksonville. It's just not too far from Jacksonville, Florida, or Valdosta. And we have listeners in Waycross. So it's right in between there. The Okie Finokie National Wildlife Refuge. And the lake that Brother Tim was talking about is the Okeechobee.
Oh, okay.
Okeechobee.
Lake Okeechobee, which is not in the Everglades. It's north of the Everglades in Florida.
I knew there was something.
It's
that
a big
sort
freshwater,
sounded.
Big freshwater lake in the South Florida there.
Well, since we're chasing rabbits, what is that? I'll be an Okie from Finokie.
That's
country?
Oklahoma.
Is that Oklahoma?
That's Merle Haggard.
What was that? An Okie from?
I'm an Okie. No, Okie from
Muskogee. Okay.
Yeah, which has nothing to do with the lake in South Florida or the national park. And
or giraffes.
Or giraffes that hum.
Yeah.
Although with humming and singing and Merle Haggard, you are close.
You're getting closer than you would be.
Yeah,
if you...
exactly.
All right.
All right, so can we keep going?
We must.
All right. Well, we're going to go to Mississippi, and Dylan is on the line. Dylan, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello.
Hello. Hey, Dylan, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'm going to answer a question.
All right, which question do you want to try to answer?
Mm-hmm. I would like to answer the question about if giraffes hum at night.
Oh, oh God, this is, I've been good. Waiting to hear the answer to this.
All right, here's Dylan, here's the questions, true or false. New research indicates that giraffes hum, but only at night. Dylan, is that true or false?
I believe that it's false.
Dylan, it is 100% true.
True?
It is true.
They hum?
They hum at night.
In the jungle.
So look, I'm going to give you one more thing to
the
be.
The giraffe hums tonight.
I'm going to give you, we wanted to bring education from the show. I'm going to give you one more tip on that whole location, location, location. If you're looking about buying.
Yeah.
Do not buy a house right beside a railroad track.
Right.
Do not buy a house right next door to the zoo if they got a whole bunch of giraffes.
Right.
You're going to
drive you crazy.
You're not going to be able to sleep with your window open.
Yeah.
Right.
In the summertime.
A lot of people like that kind of white noise to go to sleep to. So
humming.
People put it, I've heard people put giraffe humming on a cassette tape at night. You know,
yeah.
I use my ceiling fan. That's what I enjoy hearing. Before I go.
But you get your window open at night, you're gonna let Diane stop snoring. That's right. Not me. It's the giraffes.
Right.
They're humming again.
All right. What's your question for us?
Dylan doesn't have a question.
Dylan. Thanks, Dylan.
All right, Dylan. Thanks, buddy.
Hey, you talking about that ceiling fan? That used to be helpful for me, but ours has got a little shutter in it. And I've just enough OCD or whatever it is, ADHD. When I hear the little, it makes two or three turns and then it vibrates, two or three turns and it vibrates. That just throws me off. I want to go up there and just try to say, all right.
But now if it does that over and over and over and over again, that's consistent. I can handle
that. It's consistent, but in a.
Unless you're focused on it.
But it's, but it's a little bit off. I say something's
I'm with you. If there's a little
something. Not right with that little bearing.
If there's a little something going on, in the wintertime, like it's freezing cold in the master bathroom, got to let the water drip a little bit. It's got to drip a little bit, but if it's a little too much and I can hear that from the bedroom, plop, plop.
Exactly.
Right. Now I got to go fix
that. Y'all are kind of like that character on TV, Monk, then.
Well,
a little bit.
I can't stop the pump on 1637. I've got to go ahead and roll it on up to $17 or
You're not supposed to do that if you overfill it, right?
Yeah. I'll shake it. If you shake your vehicle, it'll let you get about 50 more cents in there. So we said all that to say this. You therapists are welcome to call. We'll take free help.
All right, let's do, since we don't have time to take another call right now, let's repeat our questions quick.
All right. On the 1960s show, The Beverly Hillbillies, what was Granny's last name? And on the Beverly Hillbillies, second question, what was the name of the family's dog? Third question, what was the name of the powerful rocket that sent America's first manned mission to the moon?
I'm going to add a couple. Redbone, Black and Tan, and Walker are types of what? Here's another one, multiple choice. During the mid-1800s, what was the most common cargo carried aboard Mississippi River steamboats? Coal, lumber, or cotton?
In what month is the Earth closest to the sun? What country sold Florida to the U.S. in the year 1819? And my third question, approximately 2% of all people have what eye color? We'll be back in 5 minutes, and we'll continue on with Trivia Friday.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.